What is your comfort zone? Do you know where it is? In 1995, I got a divorce. I called up my friend Barbara and I said, Barbara, what do? I am so used to doing everything with my partner. And Barbara said, Cindy, you need to learn to do things by yourself. Not only is it good to do things by yourself, it's also healthy. And she proceeded to tell me how she does not have an issue to go out to dinner by herself, to go to movies alone. She said, Cindy, think of the benefits. This is an opportunity for you to meet new people. She said, just do it. And the more you do it, the easier it will become. So I decided to take Barbara's advice. About every 2 weeks, I go into Austin and I do my errands. And in the past, I used to just call up the restaurant and order takeout. And I would get to the restaurant and I would go take the food out of the restaurant into my car, sit in the car and eat it. Can any of you relate to that? And so this time I thought, okay, I'm going to go in the restaurant and eat by myself. My self-talk was not very healthy. My self-talk was, should I take in a book? What if I run into somebody I know? What will they think? Why do I care what they think? By the time I was done, I felt like I had just completed a 60-minute aerobic workout. I was sweating from head to toe. Fast forward a few years, now I can go into any restaurant. In fact, I love P.F. Chang's. I go right up to the bar because a lot of times there'll be a 30-minute wait list, but if you're by yourself, you can bypass that wait list, go eat at the bar, and I'll say, Chris, I'll have my favorite luncheon special. And he says, okay, Cindy. So Barbara was right. I've got to meet new friends. Next, I decided to go to a movie by myself. My self-talk, again, it was not very good. I remember a man called me up. Actually, he was a good friend, and he said, Cindy, would you like to go to a movie? And he suggested a movie that I didn't want to see. So I suggested a movie, and he didn't want to see that. So then I said, well, how about if you go to the movie you want, I'll go to the movie I want, and we get together and have dinner afterwards and discuss it? Because I had told him that I go to movies by myself, that I've expanded my comfort zone. And he said to me, do men go to movies by themselves? And he said, I'm not willing to expand my comfort zone. And so we went hiking. I remember one time sitting at home on my sofa. It was a Sunday night, and my son was still living at home at the time. And my son came out, and he puts his hands on his hips, and he said, Mom, how do you ever expect to meet anybody if you don't go out? Now, that's really wise advice for such a young man. How can we meet people if we don't go out? So I got on the phone, I called up a few of my friends, and asked if they wanted to go dancing. They said no. So I decided I would go dancing by myself. Again, it was scary, but I get there, and I ended up having a blast. I got to East Coast Swing and West Coast Swing and waltz. I danced for 2 hours nonstop. Now, I had so much more fun going out dancing than sitting at home by myself watching TV. I remember one time I had to be in Hong Kong for a business meeting, and I flew in 2 days early. I got out my travel book, and I flipped through it, and I thought, well, I'm going to go over to the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with private clubs, number one, it's hard to get past the security guard. Number two, if you do get in, you cannot order anything unless you have a membership number. Well, since I took a taxi, I got right past the security guard, and I went up to the lobby and sat down. And there was this older couple sitting next to me, and I was listening to them talk, and I said, excuse me, by any chance, are you from Minnesota? And they said, yes, how did you know that? I said, it's the accent, yeah? And we had this wonderful conversation, and they said, by the way, what are you doing today? And I said, well, I was just going to relax and hang out. And they said, how would you like to join us and go sail the Hong Kong Harbor? I had a wonderful time. I have eaten delicious meals at restaurants I have never eaten at. I have seen movies on the big screen I would have never seen. I have danced with people I may have never met. I have sailed the Hong Kong Harbor with adventurous people I may have never met had I not expanded my comfort zone. What are you afraid of? Is it public speaking? Is it eating alone? Is it going to a movie by yourself? What is your comfort zone? What are you afraid of?